Good afternoon. This is Saturday, January 15th, and we are going to have, they tell us, a foot of snow by Monday. So it starts this afternoon and it goes till Monday morning. And so Sunday, the whole family will be here, and I won't have a quiet moment, I don't think, except when I first wake up. So, therefore, I am giving the talk, Sunday's talk, today. This is the introduction to Herb's mystical series, tape number 4-2, the second side of 4. And in this, and I had this in my meditation before I came to this morning, so it didn't surprise me when I read it or heard it. Here Herb says, "Now open your inner eye. Look through the eye of the soul. And now behold the invisible creation of God." This is an experience somewhat like the one that Joel gave us when he said, "Look down at your toes and ask yourself, am I in those toes or are those toes mine?" And you travel up the body, remember? Well, this is another exercise that Herb is giving us. And if you enter into it, you will, in fact, see, you will behold your own mystical body. And so he says, "Now, put your face and your body in front of that light, and see yourself in the visible as a visible form. And now let yourself go back into the invisible, further back, until you are light. And now back into invisible light. Feel all of it going back into infinity, disappearing into that which no one can see. Now come out of that invisible. You are the infinite invisible coming forth into visible light, and finally into an appearance called man or woman. But all of it, from the invisible out to the invisible, is you. We don't see your invisibility, which is there. And so we look at your invisible, and we form this visible concept called you. And you do it about yourself and everyone you know. But feel this infinite invisibility of your being, because that is what the Mount of Transfiguration was all about. He was saying, John, Peter, James, this is you. I am demonstrating your mystical body as well as my own. And as you rest there, as you feel the glory, as you know yourself to be the infinite invisible, you are opening yourself to the teaching of Christ, that you are invisible life in an invisible body of spirit, that you are eternal being right now, and that all this invisible universe here and now is you. And so this lesson in this talk is that we might actually feel our own invisible, infinite, mystical body. I have felt it over my life many, many, many times. And in fact, in meditation, That is what it's all about. When you are doing healing work for someone or for yourself, and you get to the place where you say to yourself, Father, reveal the incorporeal self, the invisible self, and you rest there, you are about to behold your mystical body. You will feel it. You may not see anything with your eyes, and your eyes will be closed anyway in the beginning, but you will feel something. You will feel something that flows out from a deep withinness. And that something will reveal itself to you as an infinite, invisible, incorporeal, spiritual light. And then you rest in it. There's nothing else to do. And now you know this disease does not come from this light. This disease is made with hands, with concepts. The real life is the invisible light of God behind the forms that are appearing. And so we learn that more and more and more we must learn to live and move and walk and have our being in this invisible self. We learn that we are living in the invisible Christ, the one that's hid with Christ in God, and that's the invisible. And so we learn to pray and meditate in the invisible. We learn to walk with eyes open in the invisible. We learn to perceive and know the invisible, whom to know aright is your own eternal life. Grace, which many perhaps think of as supply or health or companionship, grace is none of those things. Grace is invisible. As I just said, more and more we must get comfortable with walking in the invisible and dealing with the invisible and beholding the invisible. And so grace is invisible. And in our meditation, we open out a way for the invisible to escape. When we sit down to our meal and we are practicing the presence, we are recognizing and acknowledging grace, the invisible hand of God has set my table. Everything I have, all my needs are met by grace because I acknowledge it. And when you acknowledge grace, you have it. Herb says, tell no man these things you have seen until the Son of Man be risen again from the dead. It has another meaning, you see. When you know yourself to be that living spirit, that living invisible, then the Son of Man rises within you from the deadness of the mortal grave that we live in. You become alive with the Spirit, and the rising of the Son of Man in you is your conscious realization of invisible identity. And so when that happens, that Son of God, that mystical spiritual self, will then begin to tell for those that seek it. And so you never have to tell, because you are told to tell no man the things you have seen until the Son of Man be risen from the dead. And when the Son of Man is risen in you as the Son of God, then Christ will tell these men and these women that seek it. And he says, immediately after this was demonstrated, the Master took his disciples to the mount to show them how it had been done, how Lazarus was restored. He had simply brought forth the invisible light body into the visible, and there was Lazarus again. He was saying, do it yourself. And then, to show that nothing could take away that invisible light body, he said, crucify the physical form you see, and you will see that I'm still here. Destroy this body temple, and in 3 days I will still be right here showing you another body. Why? Because those 3 days are the three heavens you just saw. That's where I live. In the 5th, 6th, and 7th days of Genesis, we find the three heavens, the three invisible worlds, which are one world, and that your mystical body. Don't play with this. Take it seriously. Have the meditation as he described it. Practice lesson number 14 on side 4-2 of his talk. Until you feel your invisible mystical body, it's right here, you know, right here. We're going to have another talk today. We're going to have the Consciousness Transform talk. And I'm going to be starting that in a moment. And so if you're going from this and then listening to Herb and then going over to Consciousness Transformed, that's wonderful. Pay attention to how you move and how you are instructed to move through the invisible. Because this will help you in feeling your mystical body. Okay, I'm going to go meditate now and then start the other talk. Thank you.